today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, when you hear the term vulture prince, do you think that means a human prince who acts like a vulture, or is it an actual bird who is royalty?
I think that means you need to get some more rest this year.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Okay, Patrick, so one thing, we were talking a little bit off mic. Some people, when they sent in their 2021 favorites, because we asked them in the recordings to just focus on like one album or song or both, right? But just like one of each. But some people, of course, they like to share like top 10 lists for the year and that sort of thing. So one of the callers today did that in an email. Some others that you've heard from in previous episodes have done that as well through email. So I think we'll put some of that stuff in a newsletter, maybe at the end of the whole thing or something.
Fantastic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But right, we'll do that something in the newsletter where we can actually share those top 10 lists as well.
Yeah.
People can read that, right?
That'd be great. And, you know, more than welcome, folks, to have you send that stuff in. And glad you mentioned the newsletter, Jim. Every Friday we were going to put that out, and all you have to do is go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, you can sign up and get it for free in your inbox. And hey, if anyone has any ideas of things they'd like to see in the newsletter, please let us know. We'd love to to do that. We're trying to roll out some stuff, some new stuff and some stuff we've done previously to make it good for everyone.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And here is today's first caller.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and Suburbs Pod community. This is Vasanth Ramamurthy calling in from the surprisingly snowless suburbs of Chicago. I'm calling with my favorite album of the year, 2021. So actually, my favorite album of the year was Rosalie's No Medium, but I'm not going to talk about that since I already mentioned it in, I think, the main new music. My number two was Dry Cleaning New Long Leg, but I'm also not going to talk about that because I know that's fellow listener Mark Neese's favorite album, so I'll leave that one to him. What I do want to talk about is my third favorite album, which I don't think has been mentioned at all on the pod, and that is an album called Vulture Prince by an artist named Aruj Aftab. She's a singer originally from Pakistan, but now based in New York City. And this is her third album. And it's a really interesting melding of genres like jazz, reggae, folk, and traditional classical music from Pakistan and the Indian subcontinent. She sings mostly in the Urdu language, which is spoken there, but a little bit in English too. The track I would recommend is called Mohabbat, which is actually originally a Urdu poem, which is called a ghazal in that language. And you can kind of, if you think about it, you can imagine, you know, someone like Nick Drake singing this song, which I think just kind of shows you how interconnected, you know, folk music is from different parts of the world in each culture. So if you need a break from power pop, jangle pop, post-punk, and whatever guitar music, I would try listening to this album in a quiet room at night, and it'll definitely make you feel it. And it didn't really sound like anything else I listened to this year, so that's why I want to talk about this one. All right, take care. Have a good day. Bye.
Zamane bhar ke mam, ya ek tera.
All right, what did you think of that pick?
Fantastic. Loved it. Loved that Vasant suggested that too as a way to take a break or cleanse your palate a little bit from guitar music. I always love to do that whenever I can. I can't recommend it strongly enough. And I listened to this record and really, really liked it. And so I'm really glad and thankful to Vasant for bringing this up. And I really liked his observation that you could almost imagine Nick Drake singing it. And I think that's really cool, too. That was a very insightful statement. And I'll tell you, when I listened to it, the other thing it reminded me of, and not that we have to connect everything to artists we know, but it definitely does remind me of, at times, some of the more gentler and longer, slowly building and cresting songs from Richard and Linda Thompson from their heyday in the 70s. And I know that for a while they practiced the Sufi religion, and you know that's a strong component of this kind of music. And you know, it made sense to me too, the way some of the phrasing went, and you know, kind of some of that Sufi devotional singing that I've heard. So it's really spectacular. I think it's so cool. So glad to know about it.
Yes. I'm glad that he has brought this to our attention, because I agree. I mean, I think it's gonna kind of, well, first I felt like maybe he was calling me out a little bit there. He's like, well, if you get tired of listening to so much jangle pop and post-punk, you know, maybe give this a try, right? But no, I do. I like variety. I think it's really boring just listening to the same, you know, genre or subgenre of music all the time.
And sometimes your ears get tired, you know, like anything else of it, and you suddenly are not appreciating it as much as you might normally do or enjoy it as much. So it's great to, you know, have these things, and I just love it. I love it when any kind of music like this is brought to my attention.
That's great. Okay. Here is the second caller for today.
Hello, everyone in the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Tim Hoffman here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., out for a stroll in the woods near my house, but I thought I'd call in with my picks for best albums of 2021. The first one, as recommended to me by my son Christopher, is the latest release from September of 2021 from the London-based experimental power pop trio Keto Keto Bonito. The album, mini album, or a big EP or a small LP, I'm not sure which, is titled Civilization by Keto Keto Bonito. Just a refreshing band. One of those groups I'm like, I'm so glad they're there. They bring a lot of new feeling and new vibe to the music scene. I really appreciate their instrumentalization. Very evocative of like all sorts of gaming music, etc. All right. The song I'd play off of that is the song titled Well Rested. Drop the Needle Anywhere in this 7.5 minute song. It's just a really cool song. Well Rested by Keto Keto Bonito.
All right. That's another break from guitar rock, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, yeah. That was really interesting. I you know, it's one of those things with that style of music, whether it be a DJ putting something together, you mm-hmm. know, Fatboy Slim style, or music that's designed to go on for a while and sprawl. But there's still so much going on that it's hard to take it all in. You know,
right.
it's very, very interesting with all the little bleeps and glitches, and then you got that singing coming in, which is really cool too. So, wow. And we have an amazing community of people.
I know.
Out here.
Isn't it something?
It really is. It really is.
Okay. Tim continued on with his message here.
My son's pick, Christopher Hoffman's pick for one of the best new records of 2021. My pick is by Sean Rowe, who is a singer-songwriter out of Central New York. Sean Rowe's latest album dropped in October, titled Darkness Dressed in Colored Lights. He's just the best. I've seen him live, three times now, most recently at Jam and Java in the suburbs of D.C. Please play maybe some of the song titled Squid Tattoo. Sean Rowe and his Darkness Dressed in Colored Lights, my pick for one of my favorite records of 2021. Peace and love to anyone. Hope to see you all soon. In a hoot nanny or in person sometime this year. Happy New Year. Year of the Tiger, everyone. Coming up here, 2022. All the best to y'all. Love.
I'm up too late in this dive bar and dipped the wrong song into alcohol. Now I love you, but I can't believe you're from Ohio. I love your squid tattoo out of the way you live. I love your black lipstick that you're speaking with. You strike me as just the right kind of crazy. And with this cold dark beer in my hand tonight, I'm gonna spill in this room, I'm gonna change my life. I'm just waiting for you to raise one of your eyebrows. If you could see just who I was the second before I fell hard into your doorway. Now,
right, that's very cool. I was not familiar with Sean Rowe.
Me neither. I was going to say of the ones on the list for this week, this is one I didn't quite get around to listening to. But man, I really like that. I could hear a little, Tom Waitsian element at times in there as well. And that's very appealing. I got to listen to that whole thing.
Yeah, I could see how that would be somebody's favorite song. It's
great lines in there too.
It grabs you right from the
Ohio.
Beginning.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Interesting too, Tim, we know, has spent, some time in Asia in his life and mentioned it's Year of the Tiger. I think that's really interesting, Jim. I don't know if you know off the top of your head what, your, animal in the Chinese zodiac is, but mine is a horse, fire horse to be specific, because each year is assigned not only an animal, but an element. So fire horse, super dangerous, super
what?
Weird, super crazy. Fire horse,
there's
that's me.
Animal.
And an element. Mm-hmm.
I'm the goat.
The goat, there
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Jim, Tom Brady, and,
and me.
Jack Nicklaus
okay.
and Tiger Woods. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Fantastic.
How do we get how do we get the, here we go. Here's the element. I didn't know about the element.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, that doesn't sound so good. Earth goat.
Earth goat.
That doesn't sound so cool.
But when you think about it, it is, man. Yeah. The greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
better right. than a fire horse. Very, very unstable. Yes. Yeah, so anyone born in, I'll just run it real quick, 1950, 1962, 1974, 1986, 1998, 2010, and anyone born in 2022 will be a tiger. You're the tiger.
Very nice. Okay. Okay. Let's get out of here. We're going to wrap up. Well, we're not going to wrap up the listener calls. We have enough calls. They're going to go into the next week. But we'll wrap
great
up this week, tomorrow, okay, with three more calls. All right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. So how do I find this out? So I just go to my birth year.
Yeah. Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, here we go. Chinese. I don't want to get into all that right now. Oh, but it says here I'm the greatest of all time.